B'siyata d'shmai maseches Megillah daf beis omed aleph. Says the Mishnah, Megillah nikras, the Megillah, which is read every year on Purim, can be read on any one of the following days. B'yud aleph on the 11th of Adar, B'yud beis on the 12th of Adar, B'yud gimel, B'yud dalet b'tesvav, or the 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. Lo'y pochis v'lo yosa, never before the 11th of Adar, and never after the 15th of Adar. And now the Mishnah is going to explain to us who is allowed to read the Megillah when. Now the Mishnah is really split into three categories. There's a concept called Krochin Hamukofin Choymam Yemois Yeshua Binun, which are big cities that had walls around them during the time of Yeshua Binun. There's the Kforim, which are the little villages. And there's the Ayoris Gdoilis, which are the big cities that did not have a wall around them from the time of Yeshua Binun. The general rule is that the Ayoris Gedolus, the regular large cities, would read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. That's their time. The Krochin Amukofin Choymom Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun, their time for reading the Megillah is on the 15th. The little villages are always Makdimin LeYom HaKnisa. The Yom HaKnisa is a Monday or Thursday, where they would come to the bigger towns. And the Chachomim allowed them to read the Megillah any time before the 14th, providing it's a Monday or Thursday. And the longest distance between the 14th and a Yom HaKnisa is if the 14th is on Sunday. If the 14th is on Sunday, then the Ayoris Gedolus will read on Sunday, but the Kforim will read on the Thursday before, and that will be Yud Aleph. The Mukofa Ischoimom Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun will always read on the 15th, unless the 15th is Shabbos, in which case they will read either on Friday or on Thursday. It's a Machlekes Tanoim we're going to see in the Gemara. The Ayoris Gedolus always read on Yud Dalet, unless Yud Dalet is on Shabbos. And if Yud Dalet is on Shabbos, then they will read either on Friday or on Thursday. Again, that's going to be a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara. Let's see all this in the Mishnah. Krochin amukofin choymom yemois Yeshua ben Nun koirin b'tezvav. Those large cities that had walls around them from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Kforim vayoris gedolois, the villages and the big towns and cities, they would read koirin b'yudalad on the 14th of Adar. Elo, Shakforim, Magdim and the Yom HaKnisa, the little villages, would read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, which is the Monday or Thursday prior to Yud Dalet, providing Yud Dalet itself is not on a Monday or Thursday. Ketzad, the Mishnah is going to spell it out for us. Chol Lios Yud Dalet B'Sheini. If the 14th of Adar was a Monday, Kforim Vayoris Gedolus Koirim Bei Bayoim, the Kforim can read on that day, it's a Monday, Vayoris Gedolus always read on the 14th. Umukofis Chayma, and the cities that were Mukofis Chayma from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, Lemochor, they always read on Tezvav, which will be a Tuesday. Cholio is Beshlishi, if Yud Dalet is on Tuesday, Oibervi, or on Wednesday, Kforim Magdimim Liyei Maknisa, the Kforim will read on the previous Monday, making it Yud Gimel or Yud Beis. Vayoris Gedolus Koirin Bei Bayoim, the Vayoris Gedolus that do not have a wall from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun will read on that day, the Tuesday or Wednesday, being the 14th of Adar. Umukofu is Choyma, Lemochor, they will read on the 15th, as they should. Chol Yos Bechamishi, if the 14th of Adar is on a Thursday, Kforim Vayoris Gedolus Koirin Bei Bayoim, the Vayoris Gedolus always read on the 14th, and the Kforim will always read on the 14th if it's a Monday or Thursday. And since this is a Thursday, they read on the 14th. Or Mukafis Chayma, Lemocha, and the Mukafis Chayma read on the 15th, which is going to be Erev Shabbos. Chol Yos Erev Shabbos, if the 14th is on Erev Shabbos, Kforim Magdimim Liyei Maknisa, as we saw before, they're going to read on the day before, which is the 13th. Vayoris Gedolus, Umukofis Choyma, Koirin Bei Bayoim. Vayoris Gedolus always read on the 14th, which is Erev Shabbos. The Mukofis Choyma, according to the Tanna in this Mishnah, they are going to read on Friday. Since the 15th is on Shabbos, they can't read on Shabbos. They are Makdim to the time closest to the 15th, which is not on Shabbos, which is Erev Shabbos. Chol Yos B'Shabbos, if the 14th is on Shabbos, the Kforim Vayoris Gedolus Makdimin V'Koirin Liyei Maknisa, The Kfarim are always makdim to the Yom HaKnisa, which is Thursday. Here the Ayoris Gdolis, according to Tanu of our Mishnah, is makdim not to Erev Shabbos, rather to Thursday. Umukofis Chayma, the Mochar, they're going to read the Megillah on Sunday, which is the 15th, the day that they're originally supposed to read the Megillah. Chol Liyos Achar HaShabbos, if the Yud Daled Adar is on Sunday, Kforim Magdimim Liyem HaKnisa, the Kforim are going to read on the previous Thursday, which is Yud Aleph Adar. Bayoris Kedolis Koren Boi Bayoim, the Ayoris Kedolis will read on the Sunday, which is the 14th. Mukofis Chayma, the Mochar, the Mukofis Chayma will read on the 15th, which is the Monday. Says the Gemara, Megillah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Megillah Nikras B'Yud Aleph Minolon. The Mishnah said that the Megillah can be read on the 11th of Adar 2. And this question is directed not only at the 11th, but also at the 12th and also at the 13th. Minolon, what's the Mekor that indeed a Megillah can be read on those days? If you look in the Megillah itself, there's mention of the 14th and the 15th, but there's no mention of the days before that. Asks the Gemara Minolon, you're asking for a source? Kedabin on the Meimar. It was common knowledge, we're going to see in the Gemara, Lekamon, on Daftalad Amud Beis, Chachomim Hikilu al HaKfarim Liyos Makdimin Liyos Makniso. The Chachomim made a special kula for the small villages that they can read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, on the Monday or Thursday before the 14th. Kedei sheyaspiku mayim umozin lachem shebekrochim. In order that the food that originates from the small villages should be able to be brought on the Yud Daled, where the big cities need the food, that they should be able to bring the food to the Krochim. And in order for the people living in the villages to have time on Yud Daled to bring the food to the Krochim, we allowed them to read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. And since it's a Takonos Chachomim, you can't ask Minolon. Answers the Gemara, Anan hochi komrinon. When we asked Minolon, this is what we meant. Mechta kulhu anche knesses agdeile tekninu. Could it possibly be that all the times mentioned in the Mishnah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Daled, and Tesvav, all originated from the anche knesses agdeile? These are kedaitoch, if you're going to assume anche knesses agdeile, that anche knesses agdeile arba also vachamisha also tikun, they only were mesake in the 14th for the regular cities and the 15th for the takinu. Is it possible for the Chachomim later to uproot and undo a takona that were masakin anche knesses agdeila? What nan, did we not learn in a Mishnah in Maseches Idyos Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey that ain Beis Din Yochel Levatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveri? The only way a Beis Din can be mevatel the gzeiros of a different Beis Din, Elohim Kain, Godel Mimenu B'chochmo B'minyan, only if the second Beis Din is larger and greater, both regarding Chochma and in size, in Minyan, and it's clear that there was no Beis Din that was Godel B'chochmo B'minyan than the Anche Knesses Agdeila. Elo Pshita, we have to assume, Kulu Anche Knesses Agdeila Tiknu, that all the 5 days were mistaken by the Anche Knesses Agdeila. So the question is, Hey Charamiza, where is it hinted to, alluded to in the Megillas Esther? Answers the Gemara, Omarev Shmon Bar Abba Omer Beichanon, Omar Kro. It's a pasuk, Lekayim es Yemei HaPurim Ho'eile Bizmanehem. It says in Megillas Esther that the Yemei HaPurim have to be Niskayim in their times, in plural form. Zmanim Harbe Tiknulem. They were masakin for them, besides for Yud Daled and Tesvov, which is explicit in the Pasuk, they were masakin to them more times. Asks the Gemara, Hai miboile legufe, the word bizmanem, it's not spare that we can learn from there that they were hinting to extra days. We need it just for its own context in the Pasuk, to tell us that the Megillah is read Bizmanehem on the 2 days that they said explicitly, which is Yud Daled and Tezvov. Answers the Gemara, Im Kain, if the Pasuk telling us Bizmanehem is referring to Yud Daled and Tezvov, Leim Akroz Man, it would be enough to say, Lekayim Es Yimei HaPurim Ha'ila Bizman. What's Bizmanehem? Ma Zmanehem? Zmanim Tuva. In order to include and to add many more days, which is Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Asks the Gemara, Vakati Miboile, there's still room to ask that I need the Zmanehem in plural to tell us a halacha about the 14th and the 15th. That what? That Zmanu Shel Zeh, Loik Zmanu Shel Zeh. That different people, different places, have to read at different times. The Mukofin Choyma read on the 15th, and the Ayoris Gedolis read on the 14th. If it would just say Bizman, it would seem that there's one time that fits both the Mukofis Choyma and the Ayoris Gedolis. And since I need Bizmanim to say that each one has their own time, how do I learn out that there's more times besides for 14 and 15? Imkain, Leimakroz Mannom. If the Pasuk was only telling us that Yudalad and Tezvov each are their own time for different people in different places, it would be sufficient to say Zmanom. My Zmanehem, the extra hey, why do we need that? Shamus Minakulhu, to teach us that besides for the 2 days, Zmanom, Yudalad and Tezvov, there's another 3 days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis and Yud Gim. Ask the Gemara, Eima, if you're already saying that Zmanehem is many more days, Zmanim Tuva, maybe there were many more days, maybe we can read from the beginning of the month. Yerushalmi actually says that if push comes to shove and somebody's in a situation of oinus and he knows he's not going to be able to read the Megillah on Purim, he can read the Megillah from the beginning of the month. It's HaChodesh Asher Ne'epach, the whole month. It's a Shiloh whether after Purim, but at least till Purim, the whole month is associated to Purim. So maybe from Zmanehem, we can lekatchila read the Megillah from the beginning of the month. Says the Gemara, Zmanehem, the extra days that we learn out from Zmanehem, Dumya Dizmanom, is similar to the days referred to in the word Zmanom of Zmanehem. Ma Zmanom, in the same way as the Zmanom, Trey is 2 days, the 14th and the 15th, of Zmanehem, also the added days that are only hinted to and are not explicit in the Megillah, Trey is another 2 days. So straight away we have to pay attention to the fact that there's 3 days are added, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. And we just said now that you only have a Makoir for an extra 2 days. Ask the Gemara, Eimer, maybe the Zmanehem is adding on Tresa or Tlesa, the 12th and 13th of Adar. Where do we know that you can read on the 11th of Adar? Answers the Gemara, Kod Omer of Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, as we're going to see soon from Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Shloisha Osar, the fact that we can read the Megillah on the 13th does not need a Makoir. Zman Kehilo Lakoilhi, it was the day that all the Yidden gathered together to take revenge from the enemies. V'loi Tzarech L'Ribuya, itself understood that since the Ikar Nes was on that day, that you could read the Megillah on that day. Hochanami, here too, in context of Megillah, not only in the context of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, we're going to see soon, Shloisha Osar Zman Kehilo Lakoilhi, the 13th, which was the day that all the Yidden gathered together, V'lo Tzarech Ribuya, don't need a posuk of Zmanehem to include the 13th. So the extra 2 days alluded to in Zmanehem are Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Asks the Gemara, V'eima Shitzar V'shivzar, maybe the 2 days are not 2 days before Purim, maybe it's 2 days after Purim, maybe it's the 16th and the 17th of Adar. Says the Gemara, that can't be, V'lo Yavir Ksiv. It says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yavir, and one of the ways of translating V'lo Yavir is do not pass, do not go beyond the days of the Megillah mentioned explicitly, which is the 15th. So till now we saw how Rav Shmon Bar Abba Omar B'Yechanon found a Mekir in the Megillah that we can read on the 11th, 12th and 13th. Now the Gemara is going to bring another Mahalach. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmoni Omar, Shmuel Bar Nachmoni said, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Kayomim Asher Nochu Bohem HaYehudim. And the truth is, Yomim, it would have been enough to say that the 14th and the 15th, they are Yomim days, Ashenochu Behem HaYehudim, that the Yidden rested from fighting with the enemies. Why does it say similar to the days? Kayomim, L'rabois, Echod Osor, Ushneim Osor. The extra kuf of Kayomim is to teach us that not only these 2 days, but there's another 2 days similar to these two, which is the 11th and 12th. Asks the Gemara, as we saw before, Ve'emer, Tresa, or Tlesar, maybe the extra 2 days is the 12th and 13th. Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, this is where Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said the din we mentioned before, Shleisha also Zman Kehelo Lakilhi. The 13th of Adar was the day that all the Yidden gathered together to fight the enemies, and therefore, Ve'lo Yitzorich L'Rebuya, itself understood that the Megillah could be read that day. Ve'ema, maybe the Kayomim is telling us that one can read the Megillah Shitzar v'Shivzar on the 16th and 17th of Adar, not the 11th and 12th, answers the Gemara, V'lo Yavir Ksiv, and V'lo Yavir is teaching us that the Megillah may not be read after the 15th of Adar. So looking over the Gemara, we've had two Mahalchim, how to find a Mekoyer that one can read the Megillah on the 11th and 12th. We had Reb Shmon Bar Abba, and we had Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Asks the Gemara, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, who learns out from Kayomim, Ma'itam Eloi Omar Mi Bizmanehem, why did he not learn it from the word Bizmanehem? Answers the Gemara, Zman, Zmanom Zmanehem, Loi Mashmalei. It didn't seem to him that we could take a word, Bizmanehem, and split it into three, and say Zman is to tell us that you have to read it on time, Zmanom is that each day has got its own people and places, and Zmanehem to add an extra 2 days, that didn't sound probable. He preferred to learn it from the word Kayomim. Asks the Gemara of Reb Shmon Bar Abba, who learns it out from Bizmanehem, Ma'itam Eloi Omar Mi Kayomim. Why did he not learn it out from the Kayomim? Omar Lachor, Reb Shmon will answer you, Hahu, the word Kayomim, L'doiris Hudachsiv, is not telling us that Kayomim, the same way as there's the 14th and the 15th, where Klal Yisrael rested and therefore could read the Megillah, so too there's extra days. No, it means Kayomim, and the same as in those days they would read the Megillah, so too in every generation, every year after that, Klal Yisrael would read the Megillah. And since Kayomim is not available to be learning the extra 2 days, he's got to learn it from Bizmanehem. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba Bar Barchono, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba Bar Barchono, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, is going to tell us that the Mishnah that says that one can read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and 13th seems to be something which is Shonui B'machlekes, it seems to be something which is not agreed upon by all the Chachomim. Zu Divrei Reb Akiva Stimo, our Mishnah is the opinion of Reb Akiva, the Dorish, who learned Zman, Zmanom Zmanem, who learned out from the Ribui of Zmanem that there's extra days. Aval Chachomim Oimrim, the Achachomim who hold in Kirin Oisoelo Bizmano, the only days that Megillah can be read are the 14th and 15th of Adar. And now the Gemara is going to ask a Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan, who assumes that the Achachomim who say that there is no Mekir to ever read the Megillah on the 11th or 12th. Meisvei, asks the Gemara. There's a Braisa, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said as follows, Eimosai, when can the Kforim be Maktim Liyei Maknisa Bizman Shashonim Ketikunom? In the time where there was Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Beis Din used to determine when Rosh Chodesh was based on Edim who say they saw the new moon. V'Yisrael Shruim Al Admosom, and the time where Klal Yisrael went Eretz Yisrael, and there were Yidden living all over Eretz Yisrael, and the Shluchim would get to all over Eretz Yisrael before the onset of Pesach, because it was very important that all of Klal Yisrael knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was in order that they would know when Pesach is and not Chas V'Shalom eat chametz on Pesach. Aval Bizman Hazeh. Today, after the Churban Habayis, where Klal Yisrael are spread out all over the world, and the Shluchim cannot get to all the places before Pesach, so how did they know when Pesach was? They just counted 30 days from Purim, and therefore they had to fix Purim on a fixed day. Hoyelu Mistaklim Bo. Since they count 30 days from the day they read the Megillah, in Kirin Oiso Elo Bizmano, the only day that you're allowed to read the Megillah is the 30 days before Pesach, which is Bizmanoi, on the 14th of Adar. And now the Gemara continues with the question on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yehuda that makes a difference between the Zman Beis HaMikdash and the Zman HaChorban, Aliba Deman, according to who is he going? Ilei Maliba de Rabbi Akiva, do you want to assume that it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, which is what Rabbi Yechanan said is the Tan of our Mishnah? That can't be. Afilu Bizman Hazeh Isya Lahayta Kanta. Rabbi Akiva holds that even Bizman Hazeh, the Forim are Makdimim Liyei Maknisa. Rabbi Akiva himself lived after the Churban, and he said in our Mishnah that the Kforim are Makdimim Liyei Maknisa. Elo Lav, you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva, Aliba de Rabbonon, who argue with Rabbi Akiva and hold that Bizman Hazeh Ein Kohenes HaMegillah Elo Bizmano. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Bizman Shashonim Ketikonon, V'Yisrael Shurim al Admoson Miu Korinon. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they would read sometimes on the 11th or 12th or 13th. Rabbi Yehuda explicitly makes a difference between the Zman that Shurim al Admoson and not Shurim al Admoson. And since Rabbi Yehuda is following the Chachomim, you see clearly that according to the Chachomim, they do hold of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Zman Zmanum Zmanim. And this is contrary to Rabbi Yechanon, who said that according to the Chachomim, there's no such drosha. Tiyuvtah Rabbi Yechanon, Tiyuvtah, the Gemara concludes that this question completely undermines what Rabbi Yechanon had said. Ikud de Omra, other Chachomim said over the Shmua of Rabbi Yechanon a little bit differently. Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chono, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Bar Bar Chono said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah that says that the Kfarim HaMakdimim L'Yei Maknisa is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Stimo, Aval Chachomim Omru, the Chachomim hold, Bizman Hazeh Hoyelu Mistaklim Bo, Ein Koyin Oiso Elo Bizmano. Nowadays, Ein Koyin Oiso Elo Bizmano. According to this Shmua, the Chachomim who argue on Rabbi Akiva Stimo, who supposedly is the Tana of our Mishnah, that the Tana of our Mishnah allows the Megillah to be read on the 11th and 12th, and the Chachomim don't, is not do we hold of the drosha Zman Zmanim Zmanim, in which case, according to the Chachomim, that you do not hold Zman Zmanim Zmanim, there'll be no way of differentiating between Zman Beis HaMikdash and not Zman Beis HaMikdash. Rather, the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is whether we hold of the logic that since Bizman Hazeh Mistaklim Bo, they count Pesach from Purim, whether that's a reason to be mevatel the ability of reading on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda is actually a proof to Rabbi Yechanon. And that's what the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, will now bring proof to Rabbi Yechanon, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, Amosai, when do we say that some people can read the Megillah on the 11th and the 12th, Bizman Shashonim Kritikunon V'Yisrael Shurim Alad Mosom, when Klal Yisrael on Eretz Yisrael, Aval Bizman Hazeh. Nowadays, Hoyalu Mistaklim Bo, since the Shluchim can't get round, they have to fix Purim on the day of Zmanom, 30 days before Pesach, Ein Koirin Oysa Elo Bizmano. One is only ever allowed to read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, and not earlier. And this is the opinion of the Chachomim mentioned by Rabbi Yechanon. And now that we've mentioned in the Braisa the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says that Bizman Hazeh, you can only ever read Bizmano, the Gemara is going to ask a stira to this from a Rabbi Yehuda mentioned in a Mishnah later on. Rav Ashi, Kashi Leid Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Ashi is now going to ask a stira on Rabbi Yehuda. And consequent to the stira, Umoikim Lo Lebraisa, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Rav Ashi is going to assume that the Braisa that we just learned is actually not Rabbi Yehuda himself, it's Rabbi Yosi, the son of Yehuda. What was the kasha of Rav Ashi? Umiyomer Rabbi Yehuda, could it possibly be that Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Braisa we just learned that Bizman Hazeh Hoyelu Mistaklim Bo, in Koyeno Yisraelo Bizmano, you can only read the Megillah Bizmano. Uruminu, I'll ask you a kasha from the Mishnah on Dafeo Medalev. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amosai, when can the Megillah be read before Yud Daled, Mokim Shenichnosim, Bashenu Bachamishi? Only in the little villages where the Bati Din gather there twice a week, and therefore all the people from the Kforim who have a Din Torah are all gathered there. Abel Mokim Shein Nichnosim Bashenu Bachamishi? Those villages where they do not gather there on Mondays and Thursdays, Ein Koirin Oisaelo Bizmano. They only read the Megillah Bizmano, not before. So what do we see from that Mishnah? That Mokim Shenichnosim B'Sheini V'Chamishi, on those places where they do gather on Mondays and Thursdays, Miho Korinon, they do read the Megillah even before Yud Daled, V'Afilu Bizman Hazeh. And even nowadays, Rabbi Yehuda lived Bizman Hazeh. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And we already saw before that Rabbi Akiva himself was after the Churban. And this seems to contradict Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa that says that Bizman Hazeh Ein Koirin Oisa Elo Bizmano. Because of this question, Umoikim Lo LeBraisa K'Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Rav Ashi assumes that the Braisa is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, and therefore there's no contradiction. Now the Gemara is asking on Rav Ashi, Umishum De Kashile, because you have a Kasha Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda, from two memories of Rabbi Yehuda, Umoikim Lo LeBraisa K'Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, You're going to assume that the Braisa is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. It's true that when you have no choice, we sometimes have to do that. But would it not have been more preferable to assume that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is following the opinion of his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, and in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda is following the opinion of the Rabbonon? That's how the Ritva explains the question of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Shmi'ele de'ikah detoni lo, k'Rabbi Yehuda ve'ikah detoni lo, k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Rav Ashi himself heard a rumor, he knew that there are some who are saying over the Braisa in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and others are saying over the Braisa in the name of Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Umidekashile, and since Rav Ashi had a stira de Rabbi Yehuda, from the Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Omar, he assumed that man detoni leik Rabbi Yehuda, those who said over the Braisa in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, lav dafka, they were not medayik, or mandatoni lo, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, dafka. And those who said it over in the name of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, they were the ones who had the accurate shmua. Says the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah that krochim amukofin choymo mimois Yeshua binun, koirin bachamisha osa. Those large cities, towns that had walls round at the time that Yeshua binun conquered Eretz Yisrael, they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar and not on the 14th as all the other towns do. Minoan Emili asks the Gemara, where do we actually know from the Megillas Esther that the Krochim Amukofin Choymo Mimois Yeshua Binun read on the 15th? Omar Rova. Rova says, the Omar Kro, it says in the Megillah, Al Kein HaYehudim HaProzim HaYoshvim Ba'ori HaProzis. And then the Pasuk later says that Oysim Es Yoymar Ba'os HaLochidesh Adar Simcha, etc. And then later on in the Psukim it says that they make Purim on the 14th and the 15th. The Gemara says that Midah Prozim Ba'arba Oso, since the Pasuk says explicitly that the Yehudim are Prozim, Ayoishim Ba'ori are Prozis, they are Oisim Esem Arba Oso, it must be that the Mukofin, those towns with walls around them, Ba'chamisha Oso, they must be the ones who are keeping the Purim of Yoim Chamisha Oso. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema prozim barba osa mukofin klal klal loy. Maybe the fact that the Pasuk explicitly said that the prozim read on the 14th, it's not to say that the mukofin read on the 15th, it's to exclude the mukofin chayma altogether from Megillah. Says the Gemara, that can't be. V'lav Yisrael ninu? The Yidden living in the mukofin chayma are not Yidden, they're not part of Klal Yisrael. They have Purim like everybody else. V'oid, and also, mehoidu v'ad kush ksiv. It says in the Megillah that Purim applied, the Gzeres applied, and the Nisim applied to anybody who lived mehoidu v'ad kush, to all the towns and all the cities. Why should we exclude the Mukofin Choyma? V'ema asks the Gemara, let's say that the Prozim ba'arbeser, they will read the Megillah on the 14th. And indeed, only the Prozim will read on the 14th. As it says in the Pasuk, that the Yehudim HaProzim, they will be Oisim Es Yoyim Arba Oso L'Chodesh Adar. Mukofin, the Mukofin Choyma, Ba'arbeisa U'Bechameser. Who told you that the Mukofin Choyma read the Megillah only on the 15th? Maybe they read it on the 14th and the 15th. Kedichsev, like it says in that Pasuk, Lihiyos Oisim Es Yoyim Arba Oso L'Chodesh Adar, Ve'es Yoyim Chamisha Osor, Boy B'Kol Shana. Answers the Gemara, if the Pasuk would have said, Es Yoim Arba Oso Vachamisha Oso, with the Vav connecting the 14 and the 15, Kedika Omris, then we would understand that possibly the Mukofin will be able to read on the 14th and the 15th. Hashtu Dechsiv Es Yoim Arba Oso Ves Yoim Chamisha Oso. It doesn't say Es Yoim Arba Oso Vayoim Chamisha Oso. It says Ves. It's a new S. It's a new section. Also, S, the word S comes with posik and splits up the 14 from the 15 to teach us that honey, the prozim barba, so they only read on the 14th, the honey, the mukofin, bachamisha, so they only read on the 15th. Asks the Gemara, va'ema, why don't we offer another suggestion? Prozim, the prozim barbesa, they read only on the 14th. Mukofin and the mukofim, they can actually choose. Ibo, if they want, they can read on the 14th. Ibo, if they want, on the 15th. Not like we said before, that maybe they can read on both the 14th and the 15th. That we said, no, since the S splits up the Arba Asa from the Chamisha Asa, it can't be 2 days. There can't be any one place that has to read on 2 days. But to say they can read either on the 14th or the 15th, not like it says in our Mishnah that the Mukafin only read on the 15th. Answers the Gemara, Omakro, it says in the Pasuk, Bizmanehem, that Zmano Shelzeh, Loi Zmano Shelzeh. Bizmanehem means that every place has a unique time. And since the 14th has been designated exclusively to the Prozim, it must be the 15th are exclusively for the Mukaf. Asks the Gemara Va'ema, why don't we say Betleser? It's true that you have a pasuk to say that only the Prozim, they read the Megillah on the 14th. And from there we understood that the Mukafin read on another day. Why don't we say that the Mukafin read on the 13th? Are you going to ask me a question? What are you going to do with the fact that the pasuk explicitly says that there is some place, somebody that reads on the 15th? Says Rashi, that will refer to Shushan itself that has a different din, even though it does not have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Nonetheless, they always read on the 15th. But all the other Mukafin Choyma, maybe they read on the 13th. Answers the Gemara, Kashushan. Since the Pasuk didn't explicitly tell us when the Mukafin Choyma have their Purim, and the Pasuk does tell us about Shushan keeping Purim on the 15th, we assume that the Mukafin Choyma keep Purim on the same day as Shushan does. We're going to learn more about Shushan soon. Now the Gemara moves on to the next sugya. All the psukim that we mentioned till now, that the Yehudim ha-prozim, ha-yoshim ba-ore ha-prozois, they are oisim es yoyim ha-purim. How do you do Purim? You do Purim by having a sudas Purim, by being happy on Purim. But we haven't actually had a mention of reading the Megillah explicitly. And our Mishnah and all the halachas we're discussing apply primarily to the reading of Megillah. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Asiya, the psukim you've brought are referring to doing Purim, that the Prozim do Purim on the 14th and the Mukafin on the 15th. Zechira, but reading the Megillah, which is remembering the Nes, Minolon, what's your Makir? Answers the Gemara, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, V'hayomim ho'eila nizkorim v'nasim, these days with all their halachas, are days that we remember the Nes and days that we do the mitzvahs of the day. Iskash zechira la'asiyah. We compare the zechira, which is the Makriyas Megillah, to the asiyah, to the other mitzvahs. And in the same way as asiyah, we've learned from psukim that the prozim do Purim on the 14th and the mukafim on the 15th. So too the nizkorim, the mikra Megillah, the prozim read the Megillah on the 14th and the mukafim on the 15th. The Gemara now moves on to the next topic. In our Mishnah we saw that the Mukafin are those that had walls from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Or more accurately, at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, when he entered Eretz Yisrael, those that had a wall, they have the halachas of Mukafin. Now this is something which is now going to be discussed. Says the Gemara, Masnisin deloika haitana. The Mishnah is not following the Tana of the following Braisa. The Tana we saw in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Imir, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho said, Krochin ha-mukofin choyma mi-moisach ha-shveresh. It's those towns that had a wall at the time of the Nes, at the time of Achashveresh, Koirin b'chamisha asa. They are the ones that, for all generations later, read on the 15th. And not from the time of Yeshua ben Nun as the town of our Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, "My Tamud Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, what's the source of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha that the Mukafin are dependent on the wall that was there from the time of Achashverosh?" Says the Gemara, "Ki Shushan, the Mukafin are compared to Shushan. Ma Shushan Mukefes Choyma Mimoyis Achashverosh. In the same way as Shushan had a wall at the time of Achashverosh, Vekirin Bechamisha also, and as we saw previously, and it's explicit in the pasuk that Yehudim Asher B'Shushan." Etc. And in the same way as Shushan did Purim on the 15th, Af Kol, so too any other town that had a wall at the time of Achashverosh, they do Purim and read the Megillah on the 15th. Now the Gemara asks, the Tana of our Mishnah that says that it's dependent on the wall at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, Maitama, what's the source? Says the Gemara, Yalif, it's learnt out of Gzer Shava, Prozi, Prozi. Ksiv Hoch, it says in the Megillah, Al Kena Yehudim HaProzim. Uksiv Hosom, and it says, referring to Yeshua when he conquered Eretz Yisrael, levad me'orea prozi harbe moid. Ma lahalon, in the same way as when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, mukefes choyma, the prozi of those that didn't have a wall, mimois Yeshua ben Nun, afkan, so to hear, the prozim are those that didn't have a wall, mimois Yeshua ben Nun. Now the Gemara asks, bishlei mirabi Yeshua ben Korcha, loy omar ketanu didon, but Yeshua ben Korcha, who said that it's dependent on a wall from the time of Achashverosh, he did not learn that is dependent on Yeshua ben Nun. De lesle prozi prozi. He doesn't hold of the Gzeirah Shavah. He didn't receive this Messiah of learning the Gzeirah Shavah of prozi prozi from his Rebbes. Elo Tana Didon, the Tan of our Mishnah, my Tamalo Makrib Yeshua ben Korcha. Why did they not learn like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha and depend it on the wall at the time of Achashverosh? The Gemara says, "My Tama, you're asking my Tama." We said, "Dohisle prozi prozi." He has a gzeirah shavah that learns out that the prozim of Purim are similar to those of Yeshua. Says the Gemara, "No, you didn't understand my question. Hochi koma, this is what I meant to ask. Elo Shushan da Avdon Kaman, Shushan themselves, who did not have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and yet it's clear that they read the Megillah on the 15th." So according to Yeshua ben Korcha, it's very good. It had a wall at the time of the Ness. But according to the Tan of our Mishnah, how are we going to explain Shushan? Loika prozim v'loika mukofin. It's not like the prozim, because they read the Megillah on the 15th. And it's not like the mukofin, it didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Answers the Gemara Omar Rava. Rava answered, v'omri lo kedi. And some say that this is an answer without the knowledge that Rava was the one that said the answer. Shani Shushan. Shushan is different from the other prozim, hoil v'nase bones. Since that's where the Ness happened, therefore, since in that place they read the Megillah on the 15th, when the Ness happened, or the year after that, it stayed that way, Lederus. And now the Gemara is going to bring a posuk in the Megillah and try and understand the posuk according to the Tan of our Mishnah, and according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Says the Gemara, Bishlei Miletana Didon, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, that says that there's a difference between those that had a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun and those that didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So there's three different categories. There are those that had a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, there are those that did not have a wall from the town of Yeshua ben Nun, and there's Shushan, that did not have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and yet reads on the 15th. So there are three brackets. Hainu dechsev, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Medina u'medina v'ir v'ir. The Pasuk says that the Megillah and Purim is kept Medina u'medina v'ir v'ir. And the Gemara explains Medina u'medina, it says twice Medina, lechalek, to differentiate, bein mukofen choyma mimois Yeshua ben Nun, lo mukofes choyma mimois Achashverosh. To differentiate between those that had a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun that read on the 15th, and those that did not have a wall then, even though they had a wall at the time of Achashverosh, they read on the 14th. V'ir, v'ir, nami, and the words v'ir, v'ir also to differentiate lechalek bein Shushan l'shara yoris. That Shushan, who had a wall from the time of Achashverosh, reads on the 15th, and all the other towns, even though they had a wall from the time of Achashverosh, they read on the 14th. Elo Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, who says that mukofin are only those that had walls from the time of Achashverosh, and the din of mukofin is exactly the din of Shushan. So there's only two different types of places. There's those that had a wall at the time of Achashverosh and those that didn't. So Bishleim or Medina or Medina, the words Medina or Medina are there lechalek to differentiate bein mukofin chaimah mimois Achashverosh l'shein mukofin chaimah mimois Achashverosh, to differentiate between those that had a wall and those that didn't. Elo ir v'ir, the words ir v'ir, l'may osa, what's it coming to differentiate? Answers the Gemara, Omer l'chore b'Yeshua ben Korcha. B'Yeshua ben Korcha will ask you and answer you that ulatana didon minicha. Is it better according to the Tan of our Mishnah? Even according to the Tan of our Mishnah, we don't need Medina or Medina. De isle prozi prozi. The Gemara said before that the Tan of our Mishnah learnt that the Mukofin Choyma Mimois Yeshua has its own source from Gzera Shava of prozi prozi. So why do I need Medina or Medina? Lo moli. Elo. You have no choice. You have to say that Kro Lidrasha Huda Asa. There's a Drasha we learn something else from Medina Medina. What drasha are we going to learn? Could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi or the Asa? There's a drasha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What was the drasha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, krach, a krach which is mukafin chayma v'chol asamuchloi. Not only the krach itself reads on the 15th, but any town that is close to it, v'chol hanira imoy, or is even able to see the krach, nidoin k'krach, has the same halacha as the krach. So the same way as Yuchachomim have to say that, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, he will also learn this halacha from the extra word. Asks the Gemara Ad Kama, what's the distance between a krach and the town which is samuch to the krach? Om Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said, V'itayma, and some say it wasn't Rabbi Yirmiya, it was Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Ka mecha moson l'tveria. It's the same distance as the distance between a place called Chamoson and a place called Tveria. Mil. And that is a mil, asks the Gemara, either on Rabbi Yirmiya or on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, whoever it was that said that, v'leima mil. Why didn't you just answer the distance is a mil? Why do you have to introduce that by saying it's the same distance as the distance between Chamoson and Tveria? So they answered, Hokamash Malon, the Shi'ura de Mil Kama Hava. I was trying to teach you how far a mil is. Measure the distance, Ka Mechamoson Letveria, you'll know how much is a mil. Ka Mechamoson Letveria, you'll know how much is a mil. Ka Mechamoson Letveria, you'll know how much is a mil. Ka Mechamoson Letveria, you'll know how much is a mil. Ka Mechamoson Letveria, you'll know how much is a mil.